It's time for Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Bomber Football is brought to you by American Safeguard Insurance, Arvest Bank, ASC Warranty, Baxter Health, Baxter Real Estate Company, Brad's Home Entertainment, Centennial Bank, Clear Results Glass, Farmers and Merchants Bank, First Choice Home Care, FNBC, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Knox Orthopedics, Lindsay's Excavation, North Arkansas Dental Group, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lee Mack Realty, the Salvation Army, State Farm agent James Boyette, Strider Consulting, United Country Real Estate, Village Carpet Shop, and White River Materials. Our coverage at the stadium begins now with the Baxter Health pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Good evening, Bomber fans!
Mountain Home!
We're coming to you live from high atop the Hayden Paget Memorial Press Box here at Bomber Stadium. And tonight, your undefeated Mountain Home Bombers welcome the number one team in Class 6A, the Puppies of Greenwood. I'm Tobias Pugsley, and joined tonight by my co-host, Bob DJ Peace Van Haren.
Yes, indeed. And I tell you what, we are ready for a big game tonight.
Awesome. Brad Coleman's off tonight, folks, so you're going to have to – we're going to do our best to keep this crazy train on the rails in his absence. So stay tuned. When we return, we'll preview tonight's matchup against the Pups of Greenwood. So grab your popcorn, fasten your seatbelt, and keep it right here on the Baxter Health pregame show, only on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming live on YouTube on Bomber Sports Network.
We'll continue with the Baxter Health pregame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Don't let an injury keep you on the bench. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic is here to help you get back in the game. Board-certified orthopedic surgeon Dr. Wynn Moore and his staff provide compassionate care for athletes of all ages, integrating high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of expertise. Dr. Moore will help you get back in the game. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
Go Bombers!
Hi, this is Melissa Miller, and it's football time, which means the Farmers and Merchants Bank joins you in cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. We applaud the extra effort from neighbors like you that makes our local schools and activities such an integral part of our community. Working as a team to help you reach your goals is the perfect game plan for success. The Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally, a bank in your corner.
Touchdown!
Go Bombers! Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Use your smile to change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. North Arkansas Dental Group, formerly known as Coleman Family Dentistry, is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing a state-of-the-art clinic, North Arkansas Dental Group is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. Visit us at our new location at 2338 Highway 62 West or call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers!
One of North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's main goals is to provide our members with reliable service. We've launched a long-term effort to reduce outages by removing dead trees in and near the co-op's right-of-way. Starting with our three-phase lines, NAEC employees and contractors are topping off dead trees that could reach power lines when they fall. Personnel will leave the tree sections on the property where they don't cause an access issue. Providing members with reliable service, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Do you know where your money goes when you give to charity? At the Salvation Army, 82 cents of every dollar stays to help those in need in our local community. Hi, I'm Major Michelle Robbins. The money we raise helps people in the surrounding five counties, including Baxter, Marion, Sharp, Izzard, and Fulton. You can help by donating your unwanted items and by shopping at the Salvation Army store. Those in need get assistance with rent, utilities, sending kids to camp, and many other things. When it comes to charity, the Salvation Army always helps those in our community.
Visiting with Ms. Kristen Goodwin, how would you describe the culture at Hackler? I've always heard it referred to as Happy Hackler.
Well, we are very happy at Hackler. We're very proud of the work that we do at Hackler. I think that we have outstanding students, and we have a faculty and staff that I am immensely proud to work with. They are easy to talk about. They're easy to celebrate because they want what's best for our students, and I'm very proud to be able to lead them.
Now, back to the stadium with more of the Baxter Health pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Welcome back to the Baxter Health pregame show. So the Bombers have the momentum coming off a historic performance last week against rival Harrison, during which quarterback Cade Yates passed for a school record 400 yards, Jet Hannaford totaled a school record 220 receiving yards, and Coach Airy recorded his 200th career head coaching victory. But the high of last week is gone, and the Alabama of high school football is in town. Bob, we should be in for some good football tonight.
Well, I tell you what, Tobias, we are going to be in for some solid football tonight. I mean, both of these teams, I mean, the Pups, they're number one. They're number one. They're ranked number one team. The Bombers are flying high, though, right now, coming in 2-0. I mean, this is the best season start that I can recall ever, let alone that the second game was beating the guys from West Bellefonte.
Right. Well, it's been an exciting season so far, and, you know, this is a Bomber team that really – Bob, just I believe has a different mindset than what we've expected in the past. What do you think we'll expect to see tonight in terms of, how do we win it? How do we pull it off?
Well, first of all, we've got to avoid the penalties. We've got to avoid any kind of penalties because they're going to try to flip those on us as quick as they can. But honestly, Kate's taking it to the air, and that's something that anybody that's played against Mountain Home before isn't used to that. And so we may catch them off guard and just get them planes up and then bring them in with some single-hand catches, you know, from the jet.
I couldn't agree more. So Mountain Home's offensive has lifted over 500 yards in the past two games. But we'll meet their toughest test tonight against the ball – I'm going to keep calling them the Puppies.
The Puppies, yeah.
Who shut out Fort Smith Northside 49-0. But what was interesting about that is Northside's quarterback, right before game time, he – ended up not playing. He got sick.
Right.
And so he didn't end up playing. And we were visiting with Greenwood's AD just a little bit before the game. And, and you know, from all intents and purposes, they really haven't been tested yet.
And he was even saying that himself. He said, you know, that they didn't get pushed. They felt they worked that score, you know, pretty well against them. And, you know, when you go out there without your lead quarterback on the field, that's going to affect your team no matter what.
You're right. It makes a big difference. So let's switch sides of the ball a little bit. Our defense will definitely have their hands full tonight. Greenwood's offense is led by Under Armour All-American quarterback Kane Archer. Now, folks, he's only a sophomore, but he already has interest in multiple D1 programs across the nation, but is already verbally committed to the University of Arkansas. Two great quarterbacks colliding tonight. What's our defense going to have to do, Bob, to stay in this one?
They're going to have to stick to them. I mean, they're going to have to hit them hard and stick right to them. I mean, there's going to be no room for error in there because if there is any hole left open, more than likely they're going to try to push through it. So, it's just sticking to them. And, again, avoid those penalties. Avoid those penalties.
Yep.
Can't say that enough.
Yep, you have to avoid the penalties. But, I mean, I think there's two scenarios possibly tonight that plays out. One, it's just going to be an air raid. It is going to be a high score and high flying. And I think, you know, I think we're going to have to put up over 40 to win.
Right.
No question. But I think it's going to come down to who whichever team's defense can answer the bell.
Right.
And really start to create turnovers against the other. I think that's going to be what we should look for early as to a determinant of what's going to happen the rest of the game.
Who can stop that first movement? I mean, that's going to be the thing, holding that first score, because that's where the momentum's going to shift.
You're absolutely right. But regardless, we should be in for a very, very exciting night. Right now, the stands only about a third, three-fourths maybe capacity.
Yeah.
People
yeah,
still trickling
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like Greenwood brought a lot of folks tonight. Definitely sparse. I guess we got spoiled last week when there wasn't a seat in the house to be had.
No, there wasn't a seat in the house. And I tell you what, honestly, I mean, as much as I want folks to hear us on the Bomber Sports Network and on 101.7, I would much rather have them in the stands supporting their Mountain Home Bomber football team, because let me tell you, there is nothing that means more to those guys out on the field when they're out there playing and they turn back and they see the city and the county behind them.
That's right. The whole area, really. When football is winning and when the Bombers are good, you can just feel the excitement in the community. And you can
that's
what people are talking about the restaurants. That's what they're talking about the coffee shops.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the conversation. And it's really, really exciting when they're playing this well. And I would say if we've ever had a chance to hang one on Greenwood, it's going to be tonight.
Yes, indeed. It's definitely going to be there. I mean, like I said before, these guys are fired up. They're ready to fly.
Well, Bob, we're going to take another quick break. And we'll come back to you shortly to kick off. And introduce the refs, look at the team captains and all the great things going on here tonight. You're listening to Bomber Football right here on Classic Hits 101.7, streaming live on YouTube on Bomber Sports Network.
Touchdown!
We're getting closer to kickoff time. The Baxter Health pregame show will return in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Don't let an injury keep you on the bench. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic is here to help you get back in the game. Board-certified orthopedic surgeon Dr. Wynn Moore and his staff provide compassionate care for athletes of all ages. Integrating high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of expertise, Dr. Moore will help you get back in the game. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
Go Bombers!
Is it time to move to a smaller home? Be closer to town? Stop taking care of that big yard? Hi, I'm John Shaw with the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lemek Realty, and this is my partner, Heather Hendricks.
We understand and we can help. You need to find a new home while you sell the one that's too big.
We've helped hundreds of our friends, and we can help you.
Contact us, the Ozarks team, at enjoytheozarks.com.
The Ozarks team, Century 21 Lemek Realty, 1024 Highway 62B East in Mountain Home, Arkansas.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. In fact, State Farm agent James Boyette is your go-to agent in Mountain Home for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent James Boyette will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 870-425-4540 for your surprisingly great rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas's team of over 2,000 employees has one mission: deliver reliable, affordable, responsible power to 1.2 million members across Arkansas. But closings of baseload power plants across America are making this tougher and tougher. We believe in intermittent resources like wind and solar, but the sun doesn't always shine and the wind doesn't always blow. A balance of power game plan that includes every energy resource is a must to keep that Friday night lights bright. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas.
Hey everybody, Scott Hansen here from NFL Red Zone. Are you ready for 7 hours of commercial-free football? Join me every Sunday afternoon during the regular season to watch your favorite teams and your favorite players on up to 8 screens at once in the Octobox. See every touchdown from every game every Sunday afternoon. Get it now at NFL.com/redzone. See you soon. I'll bring the touchdowns.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
The Baxter Health pregame show continues with a Classic Hits 101.7 studio report. Let's go to the studio now with Matt Sharp.
And we do welcome you into the studio for the first time this evening as Mount Helma is getting ready to take on Greenwood in their 6A West opener tonight. We welcome you again once again to the Baxter Health pregame show. Greenwood coming into this game as the fourth-ranked team in the state overall and number one in Class 6A by the Arkansas Sports Media. We'll have more on that game in a little bit. Let's talk about what else has been going on. There was one game last night in the 6A West as Little Rock Christian, who is currently fourth in Class 6A, tripled up Lake Hamilton 42-14. Also tonight, Greenbrier is at Solemn Springs, and Russellville is in Little Rock to take on Pulaski Academy, who's ranked sixth in the state overall and second in Class 6A. On the local level, there was actually one game played Tuesday night. It's kind of an unusual thing, but Yelville Summit, this was a last-minute addition to their schedule after a Decatur ended up canceling their football season. Yelville Summit ended up playing the junior varsity team from Lighthouse Christian from Springfield on Tuesday, and the Panthers shut out the JV Chargers 42-0. Salem entered the Class 3A top five this week at number four. They're in Searcy tonight to take on Riverview. Also, Melbourne is at Cave City looking for their first win of the season. Harrison is hosting Batesville. West Plains is in Springfield to play Hillcrest. Hollister is hosting Marshfield. Forsyth is home against Clever. Branson is at Willard, and Ava is at Mountain Grove. In the Arkansas Sports Media top 10 games that I haven't yet mentioned, Bryant, who is number one overall and in Class 7A, is hosting a 7th-ranked Little Rock Parkview, who is also number one in Class 5A. Conway, who is number two overall and in Class 7A, at home tonight against Springdale. It is number five Fayetteville, who is also number four in Class 7A, hosting Fort Smith Northside. 8th-ranked Rogers, who is also number 5 in Class 7A, is at Farmington tonight. And 10th-ranked Shiloh Christian, who is also number 2 in Class 5A, is in Oklahoma tonight to face Victory Christian. Two teams in the top 10 are idle this week. They include Bentonville, who is number 3 overall and in Class 7A, and also number 9, Cabot. We've already gone through all the Class 7A top 5. The only thing we haven't yet mentioned, the two games we haven't yet mentioned in the Class 6A top 5 are 3rd-ranked Little Rock Catholic hosting Greene County Tech and number 5 Benton at Sylvan Hills. In the Class 5A top 5 games that I haven't yet mentioned, 3rd-ranked Mills is entertaining BB tonight down in Little Rock. 4th-ranked Pine Bluff is home against Watson Chapel, and 5th-ranked Joe T. Robinson is idle this week. In the Class 4A top 5 games that I haven't, or the Class 4A top 5, that is, number 1 Malvern is in Hot Springs tonight to face Lakeside. 4th-ranked Elkins is hosting Clarksville, and number 5 Rivercrest is in Jonesboro to play Valley View. 2nd-ranked Warren and number 3 Harding Academy are both idle this week. In the Class 3A top 5 games that I haven't yet mentioned, number 1 Boonville is at home against Camden Fairview. It is 2nd-ranked Prescott hosting Fordyce. 3rd-ranked Charleston is at Ozark tonight. And there are three teams that are tied for 5th, and they're all on their home fields tonight. Camden Harmony Grove hosts Haynesville, Louisiana. Magnet Cove is at home against Baptist Prep, and Hoxie is entertaining Paragould. And in the Class 2A top 5, it is number 1 Mineral Springs at Smackover. 2nd-ranked East Poinsett County has made the trip to Walnut Ridge. Number 3 Desark is at Bald Knob. Hazen is actually tied with Desark for that number 3 ranking, and they're at Clarendon tonight. And number 5 Mark Tree is in Tennessee this evening to face Jackson Central. On the 8-man level, Isser County looking to bounce back from their big loss to Corning last week. The Cougars dropped in the rankings to 3rd in Classes 2A and 1A. They are on the road tonight to face Marshall. And also on the local level, there is going to be a battle between the top two teams in Classes 4A and 3A, as number 1 Mountain View is at 2nd-ranked Subiaco Academy. And also in the 8-man top 3 for Classes 3 and 4A, I just mentioned Corning. They're in Hot Springs tonight to face Cutter Morning Star. And in the Classes 2A, 1A, the two teams that are tied for number 1 are going to face off tonight, as Mountain Pine is at Rector. So that's a look at what else is going on in the state and in the area. We're going to take another break, get you back to Tobias and Bob out at the stadium as we get ready to bring you Mountain Home and Greenwood, and as we continue along the Baxter Health pregame show. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Baxter Health pregame show will continue with more in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, they know the pain from an injury demands immediate attention. At Knox, they can fix that. Their 4 highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll benefit from the best in orthopedic medicine with doctors who really care about getting you back to a life that's pain-free. See them at No. 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home or during clinic hours at Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com.
Visiting with Clay Maxey. Hey, you're a big fan of youth athletics. What message do you have for those young athletes out there today?
Hey, stick it out. It's easy to have a bad day and think that it'd be easier just to quit or to go home and set your own schedule, but you don't ever want to look back and wish that you'd have stuck it out, because the team camaraderie, it just does so much for life, and the skill sets that it builds for your career, managing relationships, even managing through your family life and your marriage.
Here's to Friday night under the lights. Go Bombers from ClayMaxeyChevrolet.com.
Lindsay's Excavation brings decades of experience in the field of excavation. Their team of skilled professionals is dedicated to providing superior service with every project they undertake. Using state-of-the-art equipment, they tackle projects of all sizes with precision and efficiency. They have the knowledge and tools to get the job done right. Contact them today at 870-405-2423 or visit their website at lindsayexcavation.com.
Children grow up so fast, but it takes just a moment to plan for their future and their education. Start saving today for your child or grandchild with the Arkansas Brighter Future 529 plan. Save for college, trade school, or even pay down student loan debt. Brighter futures start today. Visit brighterfuturedirect529.com.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement at brighterfuturedirect529.com. Paid for by the Arkansas Section 529 Plan Review Committee.
Touchdown!
The Baxter Health pregame show continues from the stadium on Classic Hits 101.7.
All right, we're going into the introduction of the referees for tonight's game. Tonight's refs are brought to you by Farmers and Merchants Bank. Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally a bank in your corner. Go Bombers!
Absolutely, tonight's referees. We got referee Chris Little, center line judge Jeremy Smithison, head linesman J.R. McNee, line judge Dennis Marshall, and back judge Doty Nielsen. So good crew tonight.
Presented by Janet.
Appreciate the
Janet's daughter Brianna was diagnosed with leukemia in August of 2017.
We are coaches are now on the field. The referee is now taking the game ball. Tonight's night is a pink out, folks.
And
it's a cancer survivor handing off the ball there.
That's right.
And so that's awesome. So a lot of people wearing pink here for Pink Out tonight. Really excited for all the things to come.
Definitely so. I mean, I tell you what, I'm just fired up for this. I'm ready to see the Bombers put another W on the board tonight. And I can't think of a better team for him to do it against than the number one team.
You're absolutely right.
It's time to scold them puppies.
That's right. Well, weather's just about perfect. Starting to feel like football weather here in Mountain Home. We couldn't ask for a better night. Conditions are great. Sun's starting to set. Looks like the stadium's filling up even more. But check out that student section, Bob. They are
pinked out. There is no doubt about it. They are here, and they are ready to roll. And I mean, they were a second set of stars for last week's game. And that student section hasn't thinned out.
Absolutely. So our captains are just now starting to come out on the field. A lot of excitement here. Just feel the tenseness, man. I think we're all really, really nervous.
I'm telling you. I mean, it's gonna be a game that you do not want to miss tonight. And I'm just so glad to be here. I'm glad to be sharing the box here with you, Tobias. And man, it's Bomber football time.
It is, and we'll go ahead and give that disclaimer because I think when we came in earlier, we might have been a little hot and a little loud, but but we will warn everybody. Brad Coleman is out of town tonight, so Peace and I are going to try to keep this crazy train on the rails as best we can, but shout out to Brad tonight who's traveling. I know he's listening, so we'll try to do you proud, man.
That's right.
Greenwood's got their captains coming out the side of the field now. Looks like they're getting ready to come on and get ready to do this coin toss.
Tonight's coin toss is brought to you by the office of Rob Coleman and the team at American Safeguard Insurance. They are proud to support our local athletes and their families, offering insurance for Medicare, home, auto, life, business, and more.
Greenwood's supporting the all-white uniforms tonight with the darker color helmet, and the Bombers will be in blue pants, gray jerseys, and white helmets tonight. So. Busting out a new uni combo there. I think this might be the first time we've seen the blue on gray kind of look together. That looks pretty sharp.
It does. It looks really good.
I'm going to go ahead and warn you, though, Bob. We've had problems in the past of seeing some of the numbers on those gray uniforms, especially whenever the sun goes down a little bit. So we're going to have even a little more challenge tonight.
Right now, for Mountain Home, we've got Cade Yates, number 6, and Chris Hubbard, number 25, getting ready to walk down.
Chris and Hubbard and Yates have sort of been the offensive force behind this Bomber team this season thus far, you know, with the exception of some really great receiving core.
Right.
They've really done a good job of keeping us honest. Looks like Greenwood, they got number 18, Josh Allen, number 11, L.J. Robbins, number 15, Riley White, and number 21, Eli Whitaker as their captains for tonight.
Tonight's team captains are brought to you by White River Materials. For all your concrete and limestone needs, give White River Materials a call today.
The captains are walking out to the middle of the field right now, and you can kind of see it in their eyes. These guys are ready. You know Greenwood is going to bring the heat. And they're good, but so is our Bomber team this year, and it's going to be exciting to see how this all pans out. People still filing in, Bob. I mean, we still got fans showing up. You know, some people just getting off work and get home, get the kids changed, get everybody fed, and get out to the Bomber game. Pretty good attendance tonight.
Yes, very good attendance. It's good to see all these folks out here supporting the Mountain Home Bomber football team. And like I said, we can't have enough people in these stands every night to support these guys.
All right, it looks like the coin has been flipped, and Greenwood has won the toss and elected to defer to the second half. So now we'll see if Mountain Home obviously will take the option to take the kick. And we'll be back for kickoff. You're listening to Bomber Sports Football right here on Classic Hits 101.7, streaming live on YouTube on Bomber Sports Network.
You've been listening to the Baxter Health Pregame Show. It's almost game time. Stay tuned for the opening kickoff coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.